Hi everyone, I'm your host Eric Espinosa. Welcome to this episode of Brains Bite Back, where we explore how knowledge and technology intersect to build a better and more sustainable future by speaking with the thought leaders leading the way. On this episode, I had the pleasure of chatting with Mike DeCock, the founder and CEO of MJD Advisors, a boutique tech-forward CPA firm that specializes in providing SOC 2 examinations for technology companies around the world. And if you were like me at the beginning and aren't sure exactly what that means, then I suggest you stick around. Look, the world of tech compliance is constantly evolving, and forward-thinking teams like MJD are working to guide companies into the future. And Mike shares how. All right, Mike, I just want to start off by thanking you for joining us on this week's episode of Brains Bite Back. I'm just going to jump right into it. And I wanted to ask you, if you're to meet somebody and you're describing what your company does, MJD, what are you guys doing exactly? Are you helping people in the startup and tech world?
Well, thank you for having me on. I'm excited to have the conversation and talk to you. So MJD, we are a CPA firm. And we're an audit and compliance company. We help clients with a service called SOC 2 is kind of our primary product, which is providing an audit of their security practices, for lack of a better term.
Okay. And you guys are not a typical CPA firm. Like, you guys focus more on that side compared, because typically a CPA firm, most people would, you know, relate that to accounting, but you guys do things a little bit differently, right?
We don't do any taxes. We don't do any accounting work. We don't do any financial statement work. We're specific to IT audits. And really it's cloud SaaS, is who we work with. But to provide that service, to provide the ultimate report, you have to be a CPA firm. And that was my background. And so, that's kind of how we had to operate, but certainly not your traditional, CPA. That's for sure.
How did you start the company? Like, what gave you the idea? I imagine you realized there was a niche in the market for this.
So I've been a career CPA, and actually started as a traditional CPA, as a financial statement auditor. But really, I mean, what I always enjoyed was process improvement, working on teams, kind of helping my clients. The financial aspects, the accounting, was never all that exciting to me. And so when this opportunity I started to see around SOC 2, where there's like this internal control focused audit, it immediately spoke to me in terms of, like, one, this is a very technology focused engagement, which CPAs aren't exactly known for their technological process or prowess, which was something I was always really good at. And then obviously there just weren't very many people doing it. And so it kind of was a small pond sort of opportunity. And then also, like, to really get the magic and be able to help these clients, a very complex technical role. And so you needed to specialize, you needed to be boutique. And so that was kind of the idea behind the firm was basically the products and the technology that they obsess over. We wanted to do that the same way with the audit side.
I'm sure you'd agree, in the last few years, there's obviously been this big boom when it comes to emerging tech. We're seeing, like, AI, spatial computing. These are terms that are already kind of mainstream, but the products themselves are becoming mainstream because we're finding them in people's homes and at work. As a result, we're seeing these people step into the market, like startups, entrepreneurs. How are you guiding these entrepreneurs that are looking to kind of find some success in this market?
Well, it was one of the things that my eyes was really open to as I started to get interested and get involved in the service about 6 years ago, where it felt like there was this community of all these small companies with, you know, one big idea to do one very, very specific thing really, really well. And now the technology is able to scale those sorts of opportunities in a way that it wasn't. And so, to be able to unlock the service, the greatness that kind of, like, specific problem solving enables, you need to have good security practices. You need to be able to prove that what you're doing on a day-to-day basis meets the needs of a much larger company. And so, like, the opportunity to kind of get to interact with kind of that growing community has been really exciting. It's one of the things we really enjoy the most.
What's the reaction been, I guess, with most of the clients that you're working with? They reach out to you, right? And they need this kind of help.
So, and what usually happens is you have, you've got a startup that has an opportunity with a larger enterprise, probably the biggest opportunity they've ever had. And it's ready to close, but they've said, we need you to get your SOC 2 report. So they're engaged, they're motivated. They've already made this decision before they've come to talk to me. I don't need to sell them on SOC 2. But what they're also expecting is, this compliance burden, this bureaucracy that's going to slow them down, that's going to mess up their operations, it's going to change all the things that they do to meet these audit requirements. And so the bar is really low for me, one, which is nice. But also, you can craft it in a way where, I mean, most of these clients we work with, they all care very deeply about security. It's really helping them write down what it is they're doing and kind of formalize kind of all those best intents into actual best practices. And so when you kind of frame it in that way of where it's like, we want to help you become the company you want to be, as opposed to slow you down with, you know, bureaucracy and controls that don't make sense. That gets exciting. People tend to get on board and embrace that. And I spend most of my time convincing people that it's possible.
And I noticed that you guys mentioned that you also work towards mitigating risk, adding that extra security measure, looking at compliance measures. That's part of the process. What makes it kind of different in comparison to, let's say, if somebody reaches out to an insurance company and they refer to themselves as risk specialist? What do you guys do different?
So a component of SOC 2 is you have to conduct a risk assessment. And often I'll talk to clients that'll say, we've never done that before. And because they're talking about what you're describing of like that big formal written go down through like NIST controls and quality and criteria. And it's like, okay, so you haven't done that before. And does that probably doesn't make sense for a 10-person company that has all their tech and like a world leading cloud provider and is using all these incredible tools and hires very highly experienced engineers. Like, you don't need to go soup to nuts on that, but you're smart people, you're engaged, you have different processes and systems to evaluate the decisions you're making. And so let's understand how you're doing that. And you start to have conversations about, okay, why did you pick AWS for your cloud? And you get into in depth with the types of things they thought about, the decisions they've made. And it's like, okay, you just did a risk assessment, write that down. It's kind of helping enable, like, you've actually done all of these kind of like big things you read about at larger companies. It's like just helping you kind of channel those things that you worry about and that you think about, write some things down that you want to work on, other decisions of like, well, we don't really need to think about that right now. We're not at a company that size at that scale. And then just being able to make decisions and be proactive about those things that, you know, keep you up at night is good, as the phrase goes.
I'm sure you hear a lot about like cybersecurity being like a big concern. I think going into 2024, right, there's a lot more discussion about it because there's numbers related to last year in terms of how many organizations have suffered like a cybersecurity attack. Smaller companies, I think, tend to be a little bit more vulnerable. Do you see a lot more people reaching out to you with that in mind, that that's the main thing that they want to focus on is, you know, cybersecurity measures? And
well, so what we do, I mean, we help companies prove that they have implemented those cybersecurity measures and helping them kind of design those controls and protocols and then prove them upstream. And I think the risks that you're talking about in terms of like risks to the company often end up being the sorts of, I mean the thing you always say, like, your people is your biggest risk. And so it's like, how do you enable those individuals, right? You get insecure. It's like, well, then through education, like understanding what these things mean, why you're allowed to do some certain things and not allowed to do other things, and like how to help, again, like it's like empowering them so you don't feel helpless, you don't feel like you can't do anything because you're operating under this like control regime, but also understanding how to make good decisions, like where you need approvals for things, and kind of acting as a unit tends to be kind of our biggest focus.
And what do you think is the future of MJD down the line? How do you, you know, picture yourself growing your company?
I think where we've been most successful is being boutique, being focused, being niche, where it's like the problems we're solving are very specific to a population of people that need that solution. We're going to branch out, we're going to broaden into other services, but that's always going to be at the heart of the firm. We're not going to get into taxes, we're not going to get into financial reporting. It's going to be what's complementary But that also we can be celebrated for, and it's not something we're just trying to pick up on the fly. And so, like, right now, something I'm looking at is AI audits, and like being able to demonstrate that your AI models are unbiased and kind of how those are processing information. I think those sorts of audits, I mean, audits have been around since commerce. And so it's like being able to operate on the front end and use the tech to make us great, to end up being able to kind of consult around the service is where I want to be, is where I want us to be.
That's like a very creative, forward-thinking approach, obviously, to something that's, you know, a little bit like older, I guess, right? Like a new style of doing something, right?
It has been, just an interesting last few years as to embracing that of like, in almost it just kind of previous audit roles and kind of what I see from the traditional auditor. It's like, the software has gotten amazing to be able to do all these awesome things and nobody noticed. And that like many of the processes I used to have and operate with, it was digitizing the paper. It wasn't actually using the technology in your role. And that's what I feel like we've really unlocked, is like when you build yourself around the technology, not rely on the technology and just focus for like, okay, this is green, I'm done. This is red, I'm done. Or like that kind of like manufacturing line approach, but where you're able to enable you to kind of keep the simple things simple and not have to worry about all the paper pushing that comes along with it. And then just provide value and guidance kind of wrapped around an audit has been really successful.
So I imagine the people that are part of your team, obviously they play big roles in the direction of the company. When I came across your website, I saw something pretty interesting in terms of a blog referencing like Marvel characters and their superpowers. What would you say is your key superpower in the way that you guide your team and the way that you guide your company?
It's a really good question. And superheroes are big. We do a thing when someone's on their first day, we go around the Zoom and everybody has to share what's your superpower, what makes you special. It's like a really cool kind of fun way we've had to introduce the team. And what I will always share is I seem to have a fresh perspective on everything, including my own ideas. And so I'm often like insulting of my own ideas a month later, where it's like, yeah, I thought you liked that. I'm like, yeah, I know, I don't anymore. But it's really allowed me to kind of take that fresh look, that fresh lens at, is what we're doing really practical, pragmatic for solving the end solution and the end objective, and understanding, being able to digest where this, the compliance requirements and even like the legal aspects, they're all relatively simple, but they're written in a way that's very, very complex and hard to break down. And it's just a ton of information to be able to process. And so that's what I've always been really good at, is also taking that and simplifying it in a way where, again, people understand like this can be very approachable when it's given to you in pieces instead of the, you know, here's 100 pages to go read.
I would argue too, like it for some companies, it would be hard to keep up in terms of compliance and regulations that are constantly, I guess, being updated and changes right now in government policy when it comes to like privacy of your data. These are things that are still kind of developing that we're still trying to like learn how to navigate through, right?
It's absolutely, and you don't know where to start, you don't know where to end, and like you don't always. It's sometimes it's just who is the right person to answer this question to confirm what I'm thinking, and I think often I'll say like the most value I can be to my clients sometimes is just thumbs up, thumbs down, of that way they're not thinking about what is the auditor going to say. Or I think this is what this means, and just having someone else there to validate it can be very overwhelming really easily if you don't have those resources.
Exactly. Mike, if somebody out there is interested in getting in touch with you to learn more, how could they reach you?
Well, they can certainly connect with me through LinkedIn, our website, www.mjd.cpa. Has all the contact information and details there, and I do look for my LinkedIn DMs. So anybody wants to reach out, I'm happy to talk.
Amazing. Congratulations, Mike. Thanks for joining us today. I mean, it's great to see companies like yours basically kind of guiding these entrepreneurs of the future that are basically creating the products of tomorrow.
It's been a fun couple of years, that's for sure. It was great to talk. Appreciate the time. Absolutely.
That's a wrap for today's episode. If you've benefited from what you've learned today, feel free to leave us a review on iTunes. You can also find all our past and future episodes on YouTube and Spotify under Brains Bite Back. And if you'd like to connect with us directly, you can always reach out to us by email at info@sociable.co. Remember, your feedback helps us grow. We welcome it. We appreciate you joining us. Until next time.